Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Emerald McIntyre with the Art Gallery Crawl that's going to be happening in downtown Monroe. Emmy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for being with us today. First, let's start. When is the big art crawl?
Absolutely. We are 1 week away. So this is next Thursday, April 5th from 5 to 9 p.m. And like you said, it's in downtown Monroe and West Monroe.
Now that something that is kind of a fun thing if you've never been. You get a chance to see lots of different types of art. And, you know, when I think art, I just think going and looking at some paintings or something. But there's sculpture and there's living art. There's all sorts of things. So what is this one all about?
Right. This is part of our 10th anniversary celebration. So this is a huge party. Our last installment of the 10th anniversary celebration is going to be in June. So we have April and June left, and we're going to make them as big as we can. So this one includes 9 galleries, and there will be one on Trenton Street, Antique Alley in West Monroe, and then one is close to the River Market, the Garrett House, and then we've got the other 7 over by Art Alley.
So,
and like you said, there are going to be sculptures, mixed media art, collages, photography, painting, anything you can imagine.
I know a lot of people enjoy coming and, you know, listening to music at different galleries, eating the food and looking at all the neat stuff. So will there be refreshments and music at this one?
Always. That's right. So we have refreshments and we'll have food trucks hopefully out on the streets. And then we're going to have wine and masala beverages and Flying Tigers. They supply alcohol. And so bring your ID and come have some fun with us. It's going to be a really great time.
Now, how did this downtown gallery crawl thing get started? I know we're on year number 10, but as folks look back, what kind of got this thing going in downtown?
Right. So 10 years ago, I know Brad Arender, he is one of our board members. I know he was very influential in getting this started. I know that This board came to life because they saw that, you know, artists needed an outlet. They needed a way to show people their work and not just, you know, in Shreveport and other cities, but here, right here locally. So people got together, created this Downtown Arts Alliance board and just made it happen. And the community has really come together to support us on this. The event is totally free, but, you know, you come around and by purchasing art by these artists, You're supporting your own local community and your creative community.
You know, it is kind of neat to see the artist go in and sort of take over what was sort of an abandoned area of Monroe. Nobody wanted to be there, and now it's kind of the hot place to be. And that's pretty neat to see people go in and start making things happen.
Absolutely. And if you go on Art Alley, you'll see that there are murals outside everywhere now, all along the sides of the buildings that, like you said, they were once abandoned or, you know, just sitting there empty, and now they're colorful and full of life. We even have a gallery that is outside on Art Alley. It faces the railroad tracks, and that one's one of the newest galleries we have, and it's pretty exciting because, you know, we can show really large works on the wall outside, and it's just been a really awesome addition to the crawl.
You know, I'm looking right now at your Facebook page, and you guys are at Downtown Gallery Crawl on Facebook. And
I was
looking at some of the things at the Sugar Gallery. They'll have artist Doug Breckenridge with a lot of new images that are beautiful oil paintings. And
right.
I'm looking at some of the work here. Berg Ransom always has some really just incredible wildlife photos, and sounds like there's going to be a lot of things going on there from art and even into the world of jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, and lamps as well. There's some crazy, unique handmade lamps, like wooden creations. So that Sugar Gallery has 6 artists who bring in fresh work every other month for the crawl. So they're consistent, and that's definitely a favorite gallery. for crawlers. This crawl is exciting because we have two galleries that will be featuring ULM students. And I'm excited about that because I work at ULM, and that's, you know, that's my home here. So one of them, it's in the upstairs gallery, and we're featuring there were 28 students that came together to do these four large canvas paintings. And what's interesting is that Dr. Allison Wiedemeyer, she's a professor in ULM School of Sciences, she helped implement, it goes from STEM to STEAM, a project. So instead of just science, technology, engineering, and math, really including the arts in that, from STEM to STEAM. And they got these students together, and it's 22 science students, and then they included four art students from ULM. And they came together just to see, you know, how can we look at something differently? How can we look at the cells of the body, or, you know, from a trachea to the teeth, and how can we study them differently from an artist's perspective, and that would help us remember things more clearly, or, you know, in a visual way. And so they came together really to learn how to learn differently, if that makes sense, and just develop these gorgeous paintings. So that's an exciting show.
All right, Emmy, we're out of time this time. So tell everybody once again, where is the gallery crawl and how do you find out more information?
Absolutely. The gallery crawl website is downtowngallerycrawl.com. You can always find information there, or like you said, on our Facebook page, Downtown Gallery Crawl. And it is Thursday, April 5th from 5 to 9 p.m. Downtown Monroe and downtown West Monroe on Trenton Street.
And art and refreshments and more. That's Emmy McIntyre with the Downtown Gallery Crawl. Find out more at KEDM.org.